Good morning, Aramis. We can go ahead and get started with Matt.
Iris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. First of all, what was your reaction to being part of the trade and changing teams again in a pretty quick span of time?
Yeah, you know, obviously it came as a surprise, as you know, those things do. What was funny is that I actually didn't even find out until like 6 hours later. I was out fishing with my wife and didn't have any cell service. When I got back to my phone, my agent told me, he was like, "Hey, these guys think you don't want to be an A, so you might want to make a call. And but that couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, we're thrilled to be back in the Bay Area, to be a part of this organization, and ready to get things going.
What did you know about the A's? What is your impression of the team from the outside, and what would have been your impression, I guess, so far early in camp?
You know, everything so far has been pretty laid back. I could tell you from afar that I've always admired the way this organization just goes about their business. Just from top to bottom, you know, we play against A's and in A ball, and then again in AAA. They just always have really good baseball players, and they find a way to win. And that's something that I've always admired from afar. And just being here early in camp, you know, like I said, everything is pretty laid back. But, you know, we're surrounded by players and coaches that know the game, that like talking about the game, and most importantly, they like to work. So I feel right at home here.
Martin?
Hey, Aramis. I know last year was a rough one for you with surgery and all that. How are you feeling physically just coming into camp, and how do you view just the situation here, just a new opportunity with a new organization?
Yeah, physically, I feel great. Everything with the surgery and the rehab went, you know, just as planned. You know, this offseason, I was able to regain, you know, just a lot of, you know, my strength back. Really, I'm just excited. You know, I'm just excited for a fresh start, and just excited to get to work.
Jess?
Hey, Aramis, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So you've been kind of spoiled at the catcher position, working underneath Buster Posey, and now you're with Bob Melvin. So what's it like to have like these good catcher minds and be able to pick their brains?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, getting a chance to work with Buster, you know, over the years, I guess he's shown me that what it takes to be, you know, a Hall of Fame player off the field, on the field, but then, you know, off the field, to be that same caliber, you know, person. So I, you know, I really enjoyed my time with him, and he really just learned so much just from just watching guys like that. So, you know, obviously I'm very thankful for my time with him.
Vince?
Good morning, Aramis. I'm a UCF grad before you were born. So, but just curious with your situation, how do you find ways to get comfortable with a new pitching staff? How do you go about helping them get comfortable with you? And given that at least today, Sean Murphy is a primary catcher for the club, that guys that like yourself are looking to get on the team as a backup, and how you handle the ways that you can be effective and helpful for the club in that kind of role.
Sure. You know, really it's just, for me, it's just having conversations with guys. You know, obviously early on the bullpens help a lot, just kind of seeing what guys like to do. But really just talking before and after, you know, talking with guys that have been here, really just trying to get these guys comfortable with me and trying to get an idea of what they like to do and things like that. But really for me, it's just having conversations, just trying to be an open book.
And who have you caught so far in bullpens?
My first day I caught Manaea, Deepman, and Burt Smith, which I've worked with in the past. And yesterday I caught Bassett, Acevedo, and Turley.
And some thoughts about what you're seeing the ball come out of their hand?
Yeah, I mean, everything's coming out really well right now. These guys are, you know, they came in 100%. Stuff's looking really good. this pitching staff is going to be good. I mean, they've always been good from top to bottom, even in the minor leagues. So it's going to be fun working with them.
Matt?
Bob Melvin mentioned the other day that one thing that the A's have noted about you is your framing numbers and analytics are pretty good. I was wondering, how is that something, how have you worked on that over the years? And what sort of, I guess, tools or analysis do you use to maybe improve there?
Yeah, really it's just evolving with the game. Just being aware of what's happening, watching guys that are the best at doing it. You know, trying to pick pieces up from the best guys and see how it fits into your game. Obviously it's a big focus of mine. That's the way the position is trending with those framing metrics and things like that. But over the years, being drafted as like a hit first catcher, my defense was always something that was viewed that needed to improve. And that's something that I took very seriously early on and still do, because it's such a big part of what we do. You know, you get four at bat tonight, but you're calling hundreds of pitches every day and receiving those pitches and things like that. So what you do behind the plate, to me, I feel like it's more important.
Is there anybody specific that you watch or study when it comes to that?
I had Buster for, you know, since I got drafted, watching him, he's obviously really good behind the plate with that type of stuff. And personally, I know Yasmani Grandal, he's helped me out over the years. And he's always at the top every year. So those two guys.
Vince?
Aramis, with the hip surgery, was it an event that caused that, or was it just wear and tear over time that you finally, at some point, I need to get this thing looked at and eventually fixed?
Yeah, it wasn't a particular play or anything like that. It just progressively got worse over time. I started feeling it in the summer of 2019. And, I kind of just did whatever I could every day just to, you know, get out there. And really, I didn't think anything of it at the time. It wasn't until I went to winter ball that year that it really got bad quickly. And that's when I knew I needed to go home and kind of get it checked out.
Alex?
Hey, Aramis. First, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right. Is it Aramis or Aramis or?
Aramis, yeah, you got it right.
Okay. And second, earlier you mentioned like getting to know a new pitching staff. And I was curious, from your time spent around Buster, if you picked up anything from him in terms of like relating to a pitching staff and earning a guy's trust and things like that.
Yeah, I would say that he probably goes about it the same way, you know, just having conversations with guys, video when you can, things like that. Obviously Buster's the best. So just doing whatever you can, just being proactive about it. You know, you got to really take the effort to know these guys, especially when you haven't worked with a lot of them. So you just got to be proactive and do what you can to get to know them.
Matt?
Similarly to that, did you do any studying of individual A's pitchers before you got here? Obviously, it was a short amount of time that you had, but any video or anything like that?
Right. I wasn't. Thankfully, playing against some of the younger guys, I kind of had an idea with them coming into camp just from playing against them. But because the trade happened so close to spring training, I wasn't able to do that before camp.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Aramis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aramis.